Blog Talk Radio.
This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. I am sitting here in our house and the shores of the Puget Sound with Deborah Russell, who will be my co-host at Jump Start to Wellness. Tell us about yourself, Deborah.
Thank you, Robert. I'm pleased to be here since I live here. As you said, my name is Deborah Russell. I'm 55 years old. I have two grown sons. I live in Olympia, Washington, and I'm part owner of Zero Point Healers with you. Basically, I started my career many years ago as a special ed teacher, and from there I went into individual and family counseling, and now I work in the field of energy medicine as an intuitive counselor and multidimensional healer. So I have teaching and counseling degrees, and I spent 4 years at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing studying energy medicine. I studied at Bastyr College, learning cranial sacral therapy. And next month, I will receive my credentials as a medical intuitive and quantum healer from Kim Sear, a renowned healer who has worked extensively with medical doctors and scientists in the United States and beyond.
What is an intuitive counselor?
Well, I use my intuition in a variety of ways to help guide me to identify the root causes of people's physical, medical, emotional, or spiritual issues that cause them pain or discomfort or disease or hold them back in their lives in some way. People come to me because they want help, and that kind of help includes intuition, spiritual connection, and healing in all aspects of their body and being. So in this work, basically the client is a co-partner in the healing process. I find out the client's goals, their wants, their beliefs, etc., and I help them gain what they want, always with their permission and at the client's pace. And ultimately, it's about releasing the huge amounts of unconscious garbage that we all carry, such as fears and anxieties, worries, self-judgments, false beliefs, that block our freedom, that blocks our inner peace, our health, our wholeness, and our absolute joy and brilliance in being alive.
What is intuition?
Intuition is about truth. It's about picking up what is accurate and true about the person, seeing human truth without judgment and without the interference of the linear mind or the ego. And intuition comes in many forms. It comes through dreams, expanded sight, expanded hearing, direct knowing, sometimes through smells or tastes. And I refer to all of this as guidance. You've heard the old saying that we use only 10% of our brains. And one way to think of guidance is that we are using far more than 10% of our brains and of our minds. It's not about thinking or analyzing, because thinking and analyzing actually blocks intuition. Guidance is about learning to go inside and listen on multiple levels of your being. With guidance, you have to be in a receptive mode or in neutral, as I call it, to get clear and accurate information to come through. So if your mind is spinning and you're thinking of this and that, that is not guidance. You have to be still and in neutral and grounded and centered in your body and being. And then your deeper self, and my deeper self, as I do this work, is open to and connected to a greater universal source of energy that channels information to and through me.
So what is a multidimensional healer?
Well, the human being is a very complex organism, and there are many, many aspects to ourselves that generally are unconscious to our waking selves. as an intuitive, I recognize and pick up information about people on multiple levels of their being. For example, underlying every health issue, every disease process, every emotional problem, accident, unpleasant event, or relationship issue is an enormous and hidden world of negative, unconscious thoughts, intentions, and beliefs that drive and feed the problem. As a multidimensional healer, my job is to discover the very first negative thought that created the problem in the first place and to remove that very first negative thought from the client's consciousness and from their body and their being. Okay. This allows anything in the person's body or being that was created by that first original negative thought, referred to as a seed thought, to change in a completely opposite and positive life-enhancing direction. It's sort of like changing channels on your personal TV set. Many of us, in fact all of us, have been tuned to the horror channel for far too long. Our minds get busy creating a lot of misery in our lives, even when we don't realize that's what we're doing, because so much of it is unconsciously driven. So this work is about turning that channel off and switching to the divine channel that facilitates happiness, health, wholeness, and life satisfaction in hugely expanded ways. Another way to look at it is that you no longer like the life program that you have downloaded into your personal computer currently. Don't like the way things are going. And so I work with clients and with guidance to create and download an entirely new, positive, healthy, and satisfying life program into your personal computer.
That's cool. So what you are saying is that every illness and human problem has a negative seed thought as its root cause?
Yeah, that's precisely correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. Humans are very creative beings, and everything in our life is a result of our seed thoughts. If we have negative seed thoughts in our personal downloaded program, we have negative experiences in our life. If we have positive seed thoughts, we have positive experiences in our life. It's really that simple conceptually.
So what are some examples of seed thoughts?
Well, that really is endless. There are many, many seed thoughts, but just a few of the ever popular ones that most of us could relate to are, I hate myself, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve happiness, life is always a struggle, no one loves me, things like that. We also hold a lot of negative feelings and fears inside of us, such as depression and hopelessness, guilt, grief, anger, rejection, trauma, fear of death. I mean, the list is huge. It goes on and on because we are such creative human beings. But every single person harbors huge amounts of both conscious but especially unconscious, which means below the level of our awareness, baggage such as this. We all have this in common. And then, you know, I ask, you know, can you imagine your life without all of this garbage? You know, how fabulous can you be and how wonderful and fulfilling could your life be? You know, where is your level of true genius and brilliance? So my work is about helping you live a far more expansive and satisfying life at any age. And my job is to help you get there.
Do people with Parkinson's carry the same seed thought?
People are unique individuals and so have unique circumstances and unique seed thoughts related to their Parkinson's. No matter what the health concern or emotional issue is, there are generally multiple seed thoughts that will need to be addressed. How many seed thoughts and how quickly they can be resolved is an individual matter. However, there are some common themes related to Parkinson's. Some of them are not understanding a fear or fears, that a person has which really stops them from believing in what they do and say. A huge issue around Parkinson's is lack of inner communication. I would say that's probably the biggest issue, and it could well be fear-driven. It's also wanting full control, or fears of not being able to control your body or your life. So control issues are prevalent. But with Parkinson's, the nervous system is not functioning properly. And the nervous system is the transmitter of information, as well as being the movement controller of determining the body's coordination. Basically, information is transmitted in two major ways. One is the electrical input along the nerve pathways with neurotransmitters jumping from one neuron to the other, and the functioning of the brain, the mental activity, behavior, the central nervous system are all monitored by billions of neurons or nerve cells linked through the synapses. The second way is through neuropeptides, or chemical messengers that transmit information directly. Neuropeptides are found in the limbic system, which is the part of the brain that deals with the emotions. They're also found in the heart, the gut, the immune system, and throughout the nerves. And neuropeptides form an intercellular language that communicates with every other system in the body, constantly transmitting information. More important, it is the neuropeptides that link the limbic system with the rest of the body. They transmit your emotions, translated into chemical messengers. So your nerves not only take information from the physical body to the brain or the gut or heart or immune system. For example, something that's too hot to touch, but they also receive information in the brain from your emotions, thoughts, and feelings, and transmit them to the appropriate cells. All of this is about communication between your own body and mind, as well as between you and the outside world. There are numerous communications going on at the same time, crossing and interchanging with each other. A fault in one area can affect other areas, creating a blockage or system failure. So Parkinson's can be seen as a breakdown in the flow of communication in the body, in the being. Fear, panic, shame, etc., all those negative emotions can undermine the normal functioning of the nervous system. And without full communication in the brain and the nerves, the message to move or to for the body to behave properly just doesn't get through. So if movement is impaired in Parkinson's and the flow of energy throughout the body and the brain is distorted, there may also be a corresponding relationship to stress from overwork and a need to rest or even to collapse for a while. There may also be depression, loss of purpose, apathy, or a deep fear of what lies ahead, which is typically characteristic of Parkinson's. So Parkinson's really is very complex. Luckily, partially thanks to you, Rob, it's finally getting some attention and recognition around the world, and people are very creative in finding ways to feel better.
This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. You are listening to my interview with multidimensional healer Deborah Russell, who is my partner and will be my co-host at Jumpstart to Wellness. I have been working now for a number of years doing research to identify what can help individuals with the symptoms of Parkinson's get relief from their symptoms. And I convey all of that information out here on the radio program, in teleseminars, in the blog, in the free newsletter, in books that I write, in meditations that I record. So I've been working month after month after month, and I've identified some individuals who I think we could describe to be symptom-free. And I've been able to talk with and interview quite a few individuals who have been able to get significant and sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. The question that I've begun to work with in conjunction with Deborah over the past year has been, what lies at the core of the symptoms? What's at the root of why people are having neurological challenges? So we've been very seriously working on that, the two of us, and in particular, she has been working on this in her extensive work with Kim Sear, and I think has developed a set of ideas that we're willing to make public now, and that's why we are sponsoring Jumpstart to Wellness for the first time in 2009 on November the 30th and December 1st. We're convening people who are coming from all over the United States and Canada, individuals who are committed and dedicated to be able to recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's. And at Jumpstart, I'm not going to be regurgitating all that I have written. I'm not going to be talking about the kinds of many therapies that we've discovered give wonderful relief to people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. I'm not going to be giving lectures on the causes of Parkinson's disease. I do enough of that as it is in the writing that you see in the Parkinson's Recovery newsletter, in the blog, and particularly in the books that I'm writing, and in the book that actually is forthcoming here next week, The Road to Recovery. Enough of that. What you hear from Deborah in this interview is a logical mental explanation of some of the discoveries that we've made. At the actual Jumpstart event, we're not going to be mentally explaining this. We're going to actually be helping people do what we've learned can transform what she's describing as seed thoughts that are really driving the symptoms of Parkinson's. So what we're cutting at here is we're cutting at the root of what we discovered is really agitating the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. It's really exciting work for me. Of course, all of the other therapies are essential and important and helpful and conducive to being able to get relief from symptoms. This is not the panacea. This is certainly not a promise that people will be cured, because I really don't believe in cures to begin with. But it is, I think, a novel approach that we have discovered in the work that we've done over this past year is transforming people's lives and is making a huge difference in people's ability to heal from chronic illness. So let me now return to the second part of my previously recorded interview with Deborah Russell, recorded actually last evening as we were sitting over the shores of the Puget Sound. Back to Deborah.
Tell us more about the immune system and how it relates to Parkinson's disease.
Well, the immune system likely plays a role in Parkinson's as well. The immune system consists of 56 amino acids that make up a system called the transfer factor. And the transfer factor plays a significant role in the body's ability to communicate and to cross-communicate information accurately and timely information to the body. So as everyone knows, you know, the immune system plays a very important and actually an enormous role in our health and our well-being. We'll talk more about that at the Jumpstart program.
Well, that sounds cool. So you've talked a lot about negative seed thoughts, and everybody I know would like to know, how do you go about removing negative seed thoughts? And then, assuming you've been able to remove them, how do you replace them with healthier information?
Well, with traditional psychotherapy, you had to sit and talk endlessly and revisit your issues and your problems repeatedly in an attempt to clear them. But with this work, what I do is I identify the person by name, I identify the issue to be changed, and enter the universal energy field, also known as the collective consciousness. The collective consciousness is the library of all possibility and of everything that has ever existed, can exist, and will exist. And the collective consciousness holds both negative and positive. So by going into the client's personal file in the collective consciousness, I'm able to access where the seed thought originated. The second step, really, is to ask that the issue or the problem, the seed thought, be released from that person's personal file. And then when that's complete, which really only takes several moments, I then fill that void that's been created with a powerful, positive healing statement that moves the person forward in their life and works to restore health, wholeness, and well-being. The next step after that would be that I clear any physical, mental, emotional, spiritual fears, and anything else that stands in the way of that person fully realizing any and all aspects inherent in the healing statement. So the work is instantaneous. You don't have to sit and wait forever and ever for things to change. Each person integrates as much of the healing as they can at any one time. And then sometimes if they can only integrate a bit of it, it sort of sits in escrow. And as the person is able to integrate more, that moves in to their field as well. Sometimes after a healing, any healing, even a massage, any type of healing work, clients experience what we call healing symptoms, sometimes for a day or two, or in rare cases more, such as fatigue, or sometimes bodily symptoms flare up or emotions seem to come up out of nowhere, or not. Sometimes people just feel excellent and wonderful, and they integrate the healing instantly, and in that moment begin to experience the newfound freedom that is restored at the body and the being level. When I talk about the body level, I'm talking about the cellular level of the body, everything that's physical about the body. And when I'm talking about the being, I'm talking about the emotional and the mental aspects of the person, really, and also about that person at their soul level. And then the last thing I do, and actually sometimes I do this first before the quantum work, but I also support the person's body and being with any type of energy healing work that's appropriate, whether it be clearing chakras, improving the functioning or repairing of organs or glands, nerves, bones, discs, any type of body issue I can work to repair to facilitate the greatest possible healing for the client at the time. So whatever is needed that day at that time. And sometimes I just know what that is, and other times that comes through guidance while I'm working in that person's energy field.
So all the work that you describe with regard to energy work and removing seed thoughts and replacing them with healthier information will be demonstrated at the Jumpstart to Wellness program that we're going to have on November 30th and December 1st. Is that right?
Well, yes. We'll take different aspects of the work and do a lot of different things with it. We'll do some teachings, we'll do some group healings, and yes, I will be there, and this is what I'll be focusing on.
So it all sounds pretty complicated, but the fact is people will actually be able to experience the work at Jumpstart to Wellness.
Yes, people will be able to experience aspects of the work. To sit and individually work with a person to go through this whole process will not be possible one-on-one, but we will work as a group.
Can you give some examples of a release and restorative healing statement?
Yeah, I can. Here's the very first quantum healing statement release and statement that I did for myself when I first started working with Kim Sear at the beginning of this year. And the release is stated as such: I thank the universe for going straight to the seed thought that created fear of intimacy for Deborah Russell for all times. And then I ask that this be released and removed and detached and ejected and shielded from my entire presence. And wait a moment for that to clear. And then a restore statement that I wrote for myself was: I thank the universe for Deborah Russell's knowing and experiencing the exquisite beauty and freedom of being safely and divinely connected to the protective and supportive light of the universe as she walks through each and every moment of her life. For Deborah experiences joy, safety, freedom, truth, and honor as she connects deeply with all people and all aspects of her life, owning her power, speaking her truth, and imparting her wisdom with grace and ease. Everyone Deborah encounters treats her with integrity, honor, and respect. And then I ask that this be restored and rejuvenated and reintegrated to perfect balance for me. And I had instantaneous results. I had a number of things that happened that very day that completely were out of the blue and with people being so drawn to me and so interested and so happy to see me. Even people I didn't know walking on the street, people would go out of their way to say hello, and just many, many different things that were noticeable right away. And, you know, personally, I would not have chosen this as a release for me because I've spent my entire life learning to love and accept myself. And this is what I did for a living for over 30 years, you know, as a teacher and counselor. However, I was awakened 3 times in one night by my guidance telling me to do this. And I was really exhausted that night. And and when I received the information in my sleep, I'm like real groggy, and I'm like, okay, I got it. But I didn't write it down. And you know how you can forget that wonderful insight that comes to you during your sleep or in your dreams. And my guidance was so certain that I needed to do this. So twice more during the night I was awakened, literally awakened, telling me, did you write it down? Did you write it down so you don't forget? So finally on the 3rd time, I actually did write it down. And I'm like, okay, already, let me sleep. So anyway, guidance can be pretty funny. Real senses of humor come in there. But this example was emotional, but you can actually write releases on physical diseases, or anything really, although it's a bit more complicated and involved, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later.
You mentioned earlier energy work. Some people really don't know very much about that at all. Could you just explain a little bit about what you mean when you use the words energy work?
Sure. There are many, many forms of energy work, such as Reiki or acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, Bowen therapy, and many, many more. But basically the idea is that when you work in someone's personal energy field, you are affecting their physical, their mental, their emotional, and their spiritual bodies simultaneously. So it really is multidimensional work.
So what helps people more, clearing seed thoughts and creating restorative healing statements or energy work?
Well, it's really all energy work, but energy work like I just talked about, cranial sacral, Reiki, and so forth, on the individual's body and in their personal energy field is very effective in helping people heal and feel better. I use it all the time, but the quantum healing work, where I go into the collective conscious, is the most effective healing tool I have ever encountered. It's like having 10 or 100 or 1,000 individual healings all at once. The quantum work, true quantum work, is the biggest, most powerful tool that I have in my toolbox.
This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. You are listening to my interview with multidimensional healer Deborah Russell. We are co-hosting the Jumpstart to Wellness event in a Little Creek Resort Hotel just north of Olympia, Washington on November 30th and December 1st, where we will be working with the entire group through helping individuals learn how to do the work that she's describing during this particular interview. I want to talk about the typical conference that that I've experienced attending over the course of my lifetime as a professor and as a person who's attended many Parkinson's conferences. The process for me is that I enter and I typically sit down at a very large auditorium, and one speaker after or another talks at me, oftentimes using PowerPoint presentations. So I'm overloaded with factual information about one topic or another. Now, I love to go to the Parkinson's conferences because I always learn new information that I can write into my books or talk about in my radio programs or enter into the newsletters. But the fact is that I tend to get very sleepy, and there's very little in most of those kinds of programs that's helpful to me personally. We're going to do Jumpstart to Wellness in a very different way. It's experiential. It's a program that involves each individual who attends on a moment-to-moment basis. We will be doing some teaching, but that will typically be experiential. In other words, we'll literally be teaching you to do what we're teaching you how to do as you do it yourself. So we're involving everyone actively in the work that we actually do. The whole idea is by the end of the 2 days, you will have a clear program that you can set into motion of being able to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. And of course, we're working on addressing the root seed thoughts that may be aggravating any symptoms that you may be experiencing. So we're also introducing the very new material on transfer factors that Deborah's talking about and how to actually address those in a healing sense. It's revolutionary work, I must say, and this is the first time that we've actually come out with the work that we've been doing here in our clinic in Olympia, Washington. November 30th and December 1st is when we're actually doing the work. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll have long breaks because the work itself is fascinating, exciting, joyful, fun, and terribly interesting. I now return to my previously recorded interview with Deborah as of last evening. This is Deborah Russell.
You've talked at some length about transforming seed thoughts. Can a person really get well without transforming seed thoughts?
Well, I'm a believer, a true believer, in all things are possible. And we all have heard of people who have recovered from serious diseases or accidents. And there are numerous cases of spontaneous healings. I mean, decades ago, Bernie Siegel lapped himself well from cancer. However, a good example of not getting well because the faucet of the seed thought is still running is reoccurring cancer. Someone, quote, heals their cancer and then it returns to the same place or somewhere else on the body several years later. The original seed thought that created the cancer is still operating. And sometimes for people, one symptom can disappear. For example, a swollen knee can recover. But the original seed thought is still running, and the person then has a car accident. So one seed thought can create a whole host of issues in the person's body and in their life. really the best way that I know of to positively move your life and your health forward is to remove this negative seed thoughts and to replace them with healthy, whole, and harmonious ones. Wonderful things can grow in your life if you remove the seed thoughts. Things you thought you could only imagine of that could never even really happen. I mean, really, this quantum work is a roadmap to wellness. All people who get well have taken personal responsibility for their recovery and their life, and that's part of the process as being a co-creative healer in this quantum work. Remember that negative seed thoughts, positive or negative, join with a neuropeptide, as I talked about earlier. And what they do is they enter the quantum field or the collective consciousness library, and then they create accordingly in your body and in your life.
So, Deborah, you and I are going to be co-hosts at the Jumpstart to Wellness program, which is going to be held on Monday and Tuesday, November 30th and December 1st. Now, are you going to be sharing more of this information with the participants and talk in much greater detail about what you've shared with us so far and also demonstrate some of this work?
Yes, I'll be sharing this and more. I'm going to teach how to get into neutral and into a place so you can receive your own guidance. And we'll teach you methods to improve the functioning of all your organs and your body parts and your body systems. It's called Rap and Zap. It's really fun, and everyone can do it. And Rob and I will help personalize the quantum seed thought work for participants and do some group healing and more. It'll be really great fun and exciting and life-changing. I wholeheartedly look forward to this adventure. It's really learning to heal yourself through playing with this stuff. It's very much fun.
So we're talking here about self-help activities and people learning how to do this for themselves. You're not planning on giving long lectures about this material?
Nope. This is your lecture right here today. Although we will explain basic things, basic concepts that may be completely new to people or maybe not, and then really how to use them. It's about using the tools. We all have the ability to use these tools, and we will be happy to help people learn to be a great force in their own recovery.
So it will be a truly transformative experience. Now, how long have you been doing this thought transformation work?
Well, actually, I've been doing it in some form or fashion my entire career, but I continue to learn and refine the techniques and methods I use to get to the best possible results for myself and also for others, for my clients. I studied thought forms and the relationship to healing in my counseling program and in Barbara Brennan School of Healing. This quantum work, however, is at the forefront in healing modalities, in my opinion. And I've been training with Kim Sear during this entire year and will receive my credentials from her in December and plan to continue training with her for the foreseeable future. And she's totally into refining work to make it simple, easy, accessible, and usable for people, which I like too.
Now, in much of the work that you actually do, people come to see you in person. Can you do this quantum work over the phone for somebody?
Yes, because the work is done primarily in the person's energy field and in the quantum universal collective consciousness field, I don't need the physical body present to be effective. For those who can come in person, it's great. I can touch the body and do a few things that I cannot do from a distance, and I can meet the person eye to eye and heart to heart, with, which is always precious and special. and fun to hang out. But I'd say that half of my practice is long distance and over the phone, and half of it is in person.
So for somebody listening who would like to make an appointment with you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can call me at 360-480-3776, or they can email me at Deborah@zeropointhealers.com, which is Deborah at zeropointhealers.com. And then we can talk or communicate and find a time and date that works for both of us.
How much does a healing session with you cost?
My fee is $75 an hour, $100 for an hour and a half. And sometimes I have long sessions with people, or I spend time to create and write multiple quantum healing statements for them and do the supportive energy work as well. And so I bill accordingly. So for 2 hours of my time, it's $150. For 2.5 hours, $175. For 3 hours, $200. I really like to spend quality time with people and make sure that I capture the essence of their issues and where they want to go in their lives. So I really do give up my time. And I accept cash, check, MasterCard, and Visa.
Is it at all possible for somebody to get an appointment with you before Jumpstart to Wellness if they want to come to Jumpstart to Wellness?
Absolutely. All they need to do is give me a call or email me.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes. Quantum healing can be used in all areas of your life, with pets and animals. I've written quantum statements for my son's cat, so he would stop itching. It can be used in nature and in your garden, with work or career issues. It can be used with money or finances and relationships and family issues. Basically, it can be used to impact any and all aspects of your life. If you're having any resistance to healing, if you're having any resistance to anything, or if you have procrastination as one of your favorite activities, we can go in and release that. So it's not just emotional and physical disease. It's really useful in any and all situations. It's a hugely powerful life-transforming tool. I can tell you with complete honesty that I am at 55, younger, healthier, and more vibrant than I have ever been in my entire life. And I love my work. I love every second of it. It's a culmination of my life work, and it brings me so much joy and pleasure, and I truly appreciate and am grateful for all the different people who have come into my life. And I want to say that my work is a work in progress and always will be. And I want to thank you for interviewing me.
Well, you are welcome. I also want to say you have taught me how to do this quantum work, so I've done a lot of quantum statements on myself. And my perception is that when I do them, the work takes effect immediately. Am I just deceiving myself or not?
No, you're not. It's instantaneous results. Absolutely instantaneous results. And then, you know, sometimes the first few can be heavy duty, where you might have some healing symptoms. But as you begin to clear out the bags and bags of garbage that you've been unconsciously carrying around, you get to a point where it gets a lot more difficult to find a bag. So you just lose things that you've had your whole life, like fear or feelings of unworthiness or any of those negative things that have haunted you your whole life, they're just gone. It's like somebody got a big pencil with a big eraser on it and erased it from your life. Sometimes it's even hard to remember that that was there because, as I think you've probably talked about on your show, the body has about a 12 to 24-hour memory for pain. And so you absolutely can erase negative experiences from your life and replace them with absolutely amazing, wonderful, self-created experiences instead. I can work directly with people. They can have input on what they want in their healing statements. I listen very carefully to try to make sure that I'm capturing the essence of what people want. And so it's step by step, but the steps are much, much, much faster than anything I've ever encountered before.
Well, this is all very exciting, and it's exciting that you're going to be at Jumpstart and sharing with people all that you've experienced over the last several years. You've been experimenting with this work intensively and found incredible results, and now we're ready to take this out to the world at Jumpstart to Wellness. So thanks so much for sharing all of your wisdom with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. You've just heard my interview with Deborah Russell, multidimensional healer, talking about the incredible work that she's been doing with clients and with groups over the past couple of years. Deborah has really transformed my life in many different ways. We've been partners now for 10 years. She taught me how to do the quantum healing work. And so I've been doing the work on myself, as you could hear in some of the discussion that we just had. I have been quite amazed at the impact this work has. It's simple, it's easy to learn, and it's transformational. I realized that some of my thinking and some of my writing just from a year ago is actually wrong. I had several people ask me, well, how long does it take to be able to become symptom-free from the symptoms of Parkinson's? And so as a scientist, I'm looking at the people that I interviewed, and my answer was, well, from the people, it looks like to me, who fully recovered, and we only have a handful at this point, it looks like on average it's probably 2 years, but the range is particularly large. Some people have taken 10 or 12 years to recover. Some people are a little quicker, but on average, you know, I gave an estimate of 2 years. And then I suddenly realized, wait a minute, that's simply a thought. A thought that's limiting the speed with which recovery can unfold. I am limiting myself by my own thought forms. And so the work that Deborah has been doing is, for me, exciting. And it's exciting because everything that I'd learned to date was that it takes time. For example, in the cranial sacral work that we do, that really is also quite wonderful work, it takes time for the body to be able to come back into balance. It takes time for the body to be able to heal physically. And of course, that's true. With the work that gets at the seed thoughts, the transformation happens instantly. It happens now. You don't have to wait for the physical body to be able to adjust. It literally moves in and happens instantly. And I just want to say personally, I love that part of the work. I love it. I'm a person that likes to see it happen now. I'm not saying that, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the body is instantly healed or symptoms are instantly free. We're not talking about cures here. We're talking about the engine that drives the symptoms. And so no longer am I learning, am I hearing myself think the same thoughts that I have had year after year after year. Those are gone. And of course, if I'm not thinking those negative thoughts, I'm not resonating at a low frequency, which means that I'm now resonating at a high frequency with positive thoughts that are conducive to my being able to recover. I'm going to be able to find all the therapies that I need for my physical body to be able to return to full health and wellness now, rather than thinking this is a huge, long, laborious journey. And I want to say again, I simply love that aspect of this work, and that's why we're both excited about bringing it out to everyone so that everyone can benefit from what we've discovered really helps. We'll, of course, have other guest speakers who will be demonstrating very novel approaches that they're using that you're not going to see anywhere else. But much of the work that we're going to be doing is really hands-on demonstrations of how to do the work so that when you get back home, you can actually do the work for yourself. There are no subsequent classes that are necessary. There's not a Jumpstart 2 or Jumpstart 3. This is it. You learn everything that you need to learn in order to be able to jumpstart your recovery. Now, one part of the experience is a free giveaway. I've got several internet marketing friends who tell me, you can't give an event if you don't have a giveaway. And I said, well, I already give away really everything. I mean, I've got some books, of course, that I sell and some meditations. But the fact is that everything I do is already given away for free. So I said, what do I give away for free? So I pondered that for a while, and my friends kept saying, no, people will be more interested if you have a free giveaway. So I was really stuck. I didn't know what to do. But here's what happened. I've been moaning and whining now for a couple of years in front of Deborah about the fact that I'm getting grayer and grayer hair. And I'm sure she's sick of me saying that, but, you know, I've been looking in front of the mirror, and all of a sudden I say, oh, no, it's grayer today than it was yesterday. And I don't like that. You know, it's not something that I wanted to experience. I'm 63, and so part of me said, all right, it's moving in. That's what happens to people when they get older. Their hair turns gray, and then it turns white. So just accept it. You've got some problems with getting older. You need to process those. These are personal issues, blah, 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 blah. Still, I whined. I complained. And so Deborah was on the lookout for any way that I might be able to reverse my hair color. Well, she was listening to the radio about 4 months ago, and she got a suggestion of something that I could try to reverse my hair color. Now, this is not a quantum healing thing, and this is not a thought form transformation. It's literally something that I could take. And so I have to admit, this is a true confession, and in a couple of hours, I rushed to the compounding pharmacy to be able to purchase this particular product because I was so excited it might be something that would actually help me reverse my hair color. I really am tired of going to the grocery store and all of the clerks saying, well, can we help you carry that out? You know, I bought one item. I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. Do I really look that old? I feel like I'm in my 20s. Why do people think that I look like I'm 80? So, I began taking this particular answer, and to my amazement, after just a couple of weeks, the color of my hair began reversing. And so every week I've observed it's getting darker and darker and darker. So the big giveaway, the free giveaway at Jumpstart to Wellness is going to be, we're going to actually pass out the secret. Now, we're going to do that, I have to confess, in a very experiential way. We're going to actually teach you how to go into your own intuition so that you can actually figure that answer out for yourself. But we're going to give that answer away at Jumpstart to Wellness. You will be able to see the color of my hair in live, in person. Now, I want to say, so I want to be truth in advertising here, my hair is not now totally black. That's the way it looked when I was in my 20s and 30s. It's not totally black. I'd say it's more peppery. But if you looked at a picture of myself just 6 months ago and a picture today, you would say, whoa, you know, what's happening? Is this guy using some hair dye or what's really going on? So there's a noticeable difference. Deborah tells me every week, hey, it's getting darker, it's getting darker. I look in the mirror and I'm thinking, oh, this is so cool. And so the big free giveaway, everybody who comes is going to get the answer that has made a huge difference to my hair color. And she's actually discovered the very same thing. Of course, she's using it too. She wasn't as graying as much as I am, but she had a little gray, and that's also now totally reversed. So her hair is actually, naturally back to its color when she was in her 20s. So she actually looks like she's 25 or 30 years younger than she actually is. And I'm getting younger every day as my hair gets darker and darker. So that's it, folks. That's the one free giveaway that we've got. We offer all sorts of other opportunities out there for people in terms of course, of this radio program and the blog and the free newsletter and symptom tracker, the way that you can actually track your symptoms as often as you would like so that you'll be able to actually recognize you're getting better. We have the Parkinson's Recovery chat room if you haven't visited. People are in there now pretty much continuously, not necessarily in the wee hours of the morning, but you'll find people are hanging out and having conversations that have been very helpful to them. So we've got lots of availability of ways that you can get support and information to help you get relief from your symptoms. I've got one announcement I need to be sure and make. We have our new Parkinson's Recovery Weekly Reader that's for the second week now will be distributed today. So the Volume 1, Number 2 issue is being put into the mail today for everybody who's subscribed. This is, it can come in two different forms, but it's basically two CD compact discs. One of the discs has this radio program on it. Now, you can always download this radio program for free from the radio program site. You can download it to your MP3 player. You can always listen to it live by just sitting at your computer. The compact discs are really for individuals who don't like computers, don't have computers, don't have access, or if they do have computers, they just don't like sitting at them and listening to recordings. So the radio program you're listening to now will be actually on the compact disc that will be mailed out a week from today. The program that we aired last week is on the compact disc that we're mailing out today. And the second compact disc for the Parkinson's Recovery Weekly Reader is a set of six meditations that I actually record. And they have different subjects, they're different experiences. Some are informational, but quite a few of them are actually experiential. So you get a different boost every week, support for you to be able to get relief from your symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So the Parkinson's Recovery Weekly Reader is still available at an incredibly low cost. I think if you subscribe, the weekly cost for the two CDs is like $8 or something to that effect a week. But the cost, unfortunately, for lots of different reasons, is going to increase like 50%. So that's going to happen in just a couple of weeks. So I want a heads up. Everybody who's interested in that or knows somebody that might be interested in that, be sure to sign up and purchase that now because you'll be able to have that low cost rather than the higher cost. It's very cost effective to be able to get it now. It really costs peanuts. The other idea I've got for everybody is really this. Many of you are connected with support groups or communities of individuals that have the symptoms of Parkinson's that are looking for answers. I just want to suggest as a group, if you subscribe to the Parkinson's Recovery Weekly Reader, then you can literally just pass it around the group. And, one person can have it for a week or a month and then just pass it to the next person. And that means that it becomes extremely cost effective. You're probably talking, depending on the number of people in the group, 50 cents a week or even less. So that's another possibility I wanted to be sure and float. Get together with people that you might know and just make it cost effective so that you can get one set and then just begin to pass it around. Again, I just want to be clear. Obviously, the radio program is available. It's free. Everybody can listen to it. All the programs are archived. You can always listen to any program in the past. But if you'd like a CD, you can also acquire that. And again, to get it at the lower cost, I want everyone to know now's the time to take action before you have to actually pay the higher price. So that's the news. Jumpstart to Recovery will be just north of Olympia, Washington, near Shelton, Washington. That's the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C. on Monday and Tuesday, the dates of November 30th and December 1st. And for other information, feel free to email me, robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com. That's all one word. Or feel free to give me a call. I'll be delighted to answer whatever questions you might have. I have had a number of questions from individuals who've basically asked this. I'm a family member, a spouse, or a daughter, or a friend of an individual who has the symptoms of Parkinson's. They can't make it. Can I come? And the answer is absolutely yes. Please do. The work that we're going to do is going to be as applicable to you as it will be to your loved one who has the symptoms of Parkinson's. And for everybody's clarification, I've had a number of email questions about this. Explain, please, the two-for-one deal. If you are an individual who would like to attend and, you know, you're involved and interested in Parkinson's, there's a two-for-one deal, folks. So you can sign up another person. You can come with another person for free. So we've made this as cost-effective as possible. The cost is really quite minimal as a function of all the kinds of things that we'll be offering at Jumpstart to Wellness. So please, individuals that are caretakers, individuals who are interested in this are most welcome to come. You don't have to be with somebody who necessarily has the symptoms of Parkinson's, though clearly that's our focus, that's what we're talking about, that's what we're working with in terms of all of the presentations, the experiences, and the demonstrations that we'll be doing at Jumpstart to Wellness. It'll start at 9 o'clock on November 30th at the Little Creek Resort Hotel, and I look forward to seeing as many of you out there as possible. And again, people are coming in to this event from all over the United States as well as Canada. We hope to have some people from Mexico as well. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this, you are on the road to recovery. Good day.